Bonjour, mes amis. In the heart of your busy day, find a moment of peace and pleasure at La Madeleine. Imagine a cozy corner of France just for you. Whether you choose to relax by the warm glow of the fireplace or indulge in the art of French conversation on the patio, La Madeleine offers the perfect escape. And now, for a limited time, enjoy La Madeleine's Douai Magnifique for just $9.99. That's a melted-to-perfect four-cheese grilled cheese sandwich paired with a cup of their famous tomato basil soup. It's the quintessential pairing, just right for the season. At La Madeleine, they cherish the French tradition of fresh cuisine, crafted with ingredients and recipes that have been lovingly passed down through generations. It's not just a meal, it's an experience. A little piece of France you can call your own. Find your local La Madeleine at lamadeleine.com. Escape the ordinary. Savor the Douai Magnifique. Visit lamadeleine.com today. Bon appetit.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Signal Storm podcast.
This podcast is dropping on Election Day, Super Tuesday, in the great state of Texas. And I am hoping that you're all getting out there and voting if you have not early voted already. But for those of you who may be on the fence, let me just illustrate to you what's at stake in this upcoming election. We, as conservatives, have to purge the Republican Party from all the pro-Democrat Republicans in it. Those Republicans who have their sensibilities and values aligned with anti-American left-wing freaks. That's just my point of view on it. Let me give you an example. There is a woman by the name of Victoria Niave. She is a Democrat chair of the Texas House. She was made a chairwoman of a powerful committee by Dade Phelan, a Republican. He looked around at all the Republicans and said, you know what? I think that a Democrat is more qualified than any of these Republicans. So I'm going to choose a left-wing Marxist Democrat who, by the way, has very bad judgment. You see, Victoria Niave got drunk and then got behind the wheel impaired. That's right. Because she showed such great judgment there, Dade Phelan says, oh, I have got to have her to be a chairwoman of one of my committees as the so-called Republican speaker of the Texas House. So Victoria Niave and Dade Phelan, well, they have a lot in common.
Mr. Speaker, I move adoption.
Mr. Campbell, Senator, the amendment is acceptable to the author. Is there objection to the opposite amendment? The chair has none. The amendment is adopted.
Yeah.
The chair recognizes Mr. Johnson of Harris. Mr. Johnson of Harris to speak in opposition to the bill. The chair recognizes Ms. Niave Criado to speak in opposition to the bill.
All right. So Victoria Niave and Dade Phelan, two peas in a pod, have a lot in common, you see. That same Victoria Niave sat down with Jack Fink at CBS 11 up in Dallas-Fort Worth, had this discussion about Republicans. Listen to what she says about conservative Republicans. And again, something else she has in common with Dade Phelan.
We also have to fight with everything that we have because we are in urgent times where we have Governor Abbott, you know, terrorizing mixed status families.
Oh, mixed status families. That's what she calls illegal aliens who have children who are conferred citizenship. She calls them mixed status families. Now, they should never have been allowed to be in the United States to begin with to have children. But that's neither here nor there. The law, I mean, pshaw. I mean, the similarities between Victoria Nyave and Dade Phelan are astounding, aren't they?
We have, you know, Dan Patrick and Ken Paxton, who are terrorizing a Dallas woman, you know, who Mrs. Cox, who's having to travel out of state to obtain abortion care just so that she can have an opportunity to have a family.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, this is where Victoria Nyave shows her Dade Phelan level intelligence. She says that this woman, Cox, has to travel outside of the state to slaughter her child in the womb so she can have a family. When the abortion is what takes away that family. So again, she's sitting right there in the middle of an interview with a reporter at CBS 11. And she says, you have to get a family, you got to abort your child. Excuse me, what do you mean by that? Would have been my question. But again, the similarities between Victoria Nyave and Dade Phelan astound.
We have situations like what happened in Uvalde, where we need to pass legislation like raising the age to 21 to purchase an assault rifle.
Oh, taking away people's constitutional right of self-defense. Yes, you're old enough to go fight for your country, but you're not old enough to defend yourself from the Democrats' thugs. Yeah, the pro-criminal Democrats' thugs. Oh, I get it. I get it. This very same left-wing Democrat chair was sitting on the committee that Dade Phelan put her on. And there was a conversation with an individual. They were talking about how individuals are counted for the census in the state of Texas. And conservative Representative Tony Tinderholt had a sincere question about how these numbers were arrived at, and this is how that went.
I heard you say Texans. Is that Texans, or does it include illegal immigrants that come across as well? Are you counting any of those whatsoever? If they're living in a house, you knock the door, and they live there, whether they're a resident or not, does that include that number?
And or not sorry, before it? You answer.
I don't know the answer.
Okay, no. Before you answer, we can have a conversation offline, but that term, illegal immigrants, is just,
Illegally. They're here illegally.
We're not.
And they are immigrants to America. I didn't say that to bring up an argument or discussion.
No, I know, but we're trying to start off on the right.
I asked
here.
A very passive question, Chairwoman. That's a simple term, and it's legal and it's ethical. And it wasn't meant to stir anything up, and I'm getting frustrated. They're illegal immigrants, and I just asked a simple question. Are they the people that are counted on there, are they Texans? Or is the reason I want to know is the population increasing due to people moving from other states coming from Mexico? That's a better way to ask it. Do you know?
Well, first off, illegal alien is the legal term of art. And Representative Tinderholt was fully within his rights to ask. And Victoria Nyave, in typical censorship fashion, again, having a lot in common with Dade Phelan, says, oh, no, we can't call illegal aliens because, well, we call them migrants. Because we're trying to confuse the American people as to who we're talking about. Again, has an awful lot in common with Dade Phelan.
So, yes, Representative Terhold. So the census does not ask questions around, you know, legal, whether one is here legally or illegally.
So it's raw numbers.
So it's raw numbers. Okay. Yes, sir.
And that's all
it
was. Looking.
And that, yeah, absolutely. So it could be a combination of international migration, domestic migration from other states.
Okay.
And we measure also births and deaths. So it's all of that net population. Okay.
Thank
so raw numbers.
You.
Yes. Sir.
And I'm going to ask the members to keep their remarks on. We're going to try to not have politicized discussions.
Whoa. Politicized discussion. Your use of the term migrants is politicized. It's inaccurate. It doesn't define the population we're talking about and prevents us from getting to a solution. That's a politicized statement. That's politicized rhetoric. When we want to solve the illegal immigration crisis, we have to address illegal aliens and illegal immigration. When we need to address the immigration crisis, which is we don't have an updated legal immigration system, that's a different set of problems and a different set of solutions. But Victoria Niave here is trying to be the language police. Again, completely consistent with the guy who appointed her, Dade Phelan, who also suppresses people's free speech, the people's representatives' free speech inside the Texas House.
Right now, especially at our first.
I hear you and I agree, but I'm not going to have anyone dictate the terms I use or don't use, period.
We will have a discussion afterwards, but we're calling order in this meeting, so.
Yeah, well, it's not out of order to properly define issues. And if she came up to me, this is probably why I'm not inside of elected office, folks. I have no patience for people like Victoria Niave for various reasons. But if she had said to me, Mr. Salcedo, we're going to have to insist that you not use that language, I would have said, go to hell. I will be as clear and definitive and accurate as I was elected to be. And no censorship, no left-wing censoring BS is going to stop me. So you can take your suggestions and try to limit my speech and stick it up your ass, Victoria Niave, because I'll have none of it. And I don't take orders from leftists. If I were in the legislature, I take orders from my constituents. More on somebody trying to change the culture, the corrupt culture of Dade Phelan and the pro-Democrat Republicans in Austin, coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy 1/6 of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile. They have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network. They have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile, using my promo code, STORM, you support me, and you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/storm.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
There was a soundbite that came out of Chicago, a bunch of folks in the black community saying, look, we're tired of all of these benefits, all of our money going to illegal aliens. And they sat in front of a camera and said, look, Trump, come talk to the black community. We want to talk to you. Republicans, come and talk to us here because the Democrats are screwing us over for these illegal aliens. I've got news for you folks in the black community up in Chicago. The Republican Party is complicit with all of this illegal immigration that's victimizing you. Trump will listen and Trump will put you first because you're Americans. He's going to put you first because Trump goes into the black community, he talks to the black community where so many Republicans, so-called Republicans, simply don't. And those Republicans who surrender to all the harm the Democrats are doing to the black community, we need to get rid of those Republicans. Let me talk about this with my next guest. Dale Halls is an Air Force veteran, former military contractor, and extensive experience in the U.S. nuclear weapons complex and NASA's Johnson Space Center. He's a successful political activist here in Texas, serving as a Republican Party precinct chair and election judge for a decade. He's running to replace a pro-Democrat Republican in House District 1. And Mr. Hulls, welcome to the Salcedo Show.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Sir, two of the biggest issues that you want to tackle if you make it to Austin.
Well, first of all, it's Border Security. I've been a Texas Border Volunteer for over a dozen years. I've been a statewide activist on Border Security. I've actually written more Border Security legislation than my opponent has, Mr. Van Diver. I think that is one, as we've gone and knocked on almost 4,000 doors in our rural county, and we're up there in the far northeast part of Texas, Border Security remains the number one issue for Texans, even up here, as far away from the border as we are. The second thing is, I think we need some school reform. We've been talking about school choice, and what that has done is turned people connected to schools, teachers, administrators, into single-issue voters. There is so much more that needs to be discussed about that than just simply school choice.
Well, what do you think? I think I'm a big proponent, by the way, of education freedom and school choice. But there is word out of Denton that these government-run education systems, because they've been empowered by your opponent, Gary Van Diver, and by Charlie Guerin, and by Dade Phelan, and by Glenn Rogers and other left-wing Republicans, they've been empowered. They're taking our taxpayer money, and they are telling their teachers inside their networks, inside of these vast networks, inside of these schools, they're using taxpayer resources to vote against Republicans who are for school choice and education freedom. That's illegal, sir. That's illegal. Why do you think that Glenn Rogers and Charlie Guerin and Dade Phelan aren't interested in passing laws that actually put teeth and punishment when actually when these school districts actually break the law the way they're doing?
Well, if you look at a rural county such as House District 1, you'll find that the education system employs a lot of people. It's one of the largest employers in the whole district. And that's where they want to keep their power. And they want to keep it under the school administrators. They want to keep it under teacher unions. They don't want to interfere with the power structure that they have today. That's why they're afraid of parental choice. That's why they're afraid of losing any power whatsoever. In fact, issues is I'd like to see a Office of Inspector General for Education under the Attorney General's office. That way we can make sure these ISDs are compliant with Texas law, that they are protected from malicious lawsuits, and that parents have a place to make a complaint that's not inside the system that they're complaining about.
My understanding is your opponent, Gary Van Diver, is a big proponent of Dade Phelan, is a big supporter of Dade Phelan. He also supports Democrat chairs being able to be appointed by a speaker who is actually put up there by the Democrat Party. He supports an Obama parliamentarian killing conservative legislation and these Democrat chairs killing conservative legislation in these powerful committees. Where are you on Democrat chairs?
Number one is if the people of Texas voted Republican control of the House of Representatives in Texas, we ought to have Texas Republicans as our committee chairs. We did not vote a Republican majority simply to give away power to Democrats. That's insane. Nobody else does that. Even our Senate has stopped that horrendous practice of giving power away to the minority. Also, Mr. Van Diver, he's also for open primaries. I mean, I debated with him two nights ago, and he was espousing that Speaker Phelan is the most conservative speaker that Texas has ever had.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. I've known Democrats who are more conservative than Dade Phelan. Folks, we're having a conversation with an individual who wants to replace a pro-Democrat Republican in the Texas House, Dale Halls. He's an Air Force veteran and again, experienced with the nuclear weapons complex, NASA, a hell of a lot smarter than Gary Van Diver. By the way, the reason why we know a little bit more than most about Gary Van Diver is the chairman of the Lamar County Republican Party has been calling into this program and tipping us off about Gary Van Diver and his exploits up there, his left-wing exploits in your area. So we know a little bit more about him than we know about most. And about Lamar County, that was the first county to call for sanctions against John Cornyn after John Cornyn cast myriad votes against the best interests of the people of Texas. And it is my belief, Mr. Hulls, that these pro-Democrat Republicans have got to go. If you're going to be a pro-Democrat Republican, just pull the trigger and go Democrat. But they can't do that because they know they don't have majority support in this state. Is that your evaluation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, I kudos to Lamar County Republicans for calling out John Cornyn today. Years ago, when I was down in Harris County, we put forth a resolution of censure, I guess, basically, against John Cornyn for what he was doing back 6-8 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, this is nothing new. We keep seeing this over and over, and we keep electing these soft, squishy, rhino Republicans into office, and, you know, they come out there and campaign that they're so conservative, they're just like you, and they're not. They're beholden to special interests or enthralled with the Democrats.
No kidding. And you know what? I have been, since Lamar County and a couple of other counties have voted to condemn John Cornyn's pro-Democrat votes, I have been astonished how so many party chairmen have just, because they're, you know, John Cornyn puts on such great cocktail parties and they love to go to their cocktail parties. So they're willing to sell out the people of Texas as chairman of the various Republican parties. I find it disgusting, including here in Harris County. They've done nothing to uphold a standard of what a Republican is supposed to be. And it sickens me. So let me talk to you about another issue, because it was Republicans who defeated a common sense bill from a right-leaning conservative in the Texas Senate. This bill was very simple. It said, we don't believe in the state of Texas we should be selling our farmland or our land to foreign enemies. So they're able to spy on our military installations, compromise our food supply, or spy on our own people. And the pro-Democrat Republicans in charge of the Texas House killed that common sense legislation from Lois Kolkhorst, Senator Lois Kolkhorst. What's your opinion of the legislation, and what's your opinion of the Republicans who made sure it didn't see the light of day in the House?
Well, I absolutely agree with that legislation. In fact, I look over across the border to Arkansas with Sarah Huckabee and Sanders, and she, their legislature passed a bill that forbid China from owning Arkansas land, and if they did own it, that they would have to divest themselves of those properties. That's what we need here in Texas, because we know China is our enemy. There is no question about that. We're not competitors. They are looking to overthrow us and our position in the world, and they would love to see America go away. So I'm totally on board with that legislation. Now, you talk about our timid Republican leadership, and that's what they are. They are afraid to do anything. We have power. We can solve these problems, but the timidity and the corruption of our leadership is what blocks us. I mean, I think that the Texas Senate has moved strides, great bounds into the conservative movement under Dan Patrick. But I see today that our House is still under control of the Democrats, like you say. And it's because they have a playbook. They get to elect their speaker. They name a liberal Republican, and then a few Republicans with all the Democrats elect their speaker, and we're left with doing what the Democrats want us to do.
Right.
If I'm in the House, I will never vote for a speaker who has the unanimous consent of the Democrats, because I know that person is not speaking for me.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? We know who that speaker, when it comes to foreign enemies of our country, we know where Dade Phelan and Todd Hunter and Dustin Burroughs stand. They facilitated the killing of this bill. And you know what? Your opponent, Gary Van Diver, didn't pipe up once to oppose this, saying, look, we can't allow enemies of the United States to buy land in Texas. And I think that says a lot about your opponent, Gary Van Diver. Dale Hulls, everybody, Air Force veteran, former military contractor, extensive experience in the nuclear weapons complex and NASA's Johnson Space Center. Sir, I appreciate the time and good luck in your race.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Before you go, where can folks go to support you if they want to?
You can go to Hulls in the House. That's HULSinthehouse.com. And please support my campaign. We're the underdogs. We're the David out here. We're trying to beat back this $250 million that the incumbent has and the big money that's out there. My campaign has not taken any PAC money out there. We're on individual contributions, and we would appreciate any support we can get.
Defeat the big left-wing money. I like it. Dale Holes, everybody. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time. That's going to do it for this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, friends. Visit our websites, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. TexasScorecard.com, you're going to find all the results from the primaries, and there are going to be some runoffs, I have a feeling. And praise God, it's going to be a reckoning as pro-Democrat Republicans go down to defeat in large numbers. Also, head to ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you'll find me, the Chris Salcedo Shows, on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, and on Newsmax TV. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, Saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo's savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.